Page 22. MapQuest. Google, Apple, Nokia, and Microsoft are competing to give you the best maps on the globe. But does this race even have a prize? Everyone has at least one mapping fiasco story. And then I turned right into a swamp. And Brian McClendon, VP of Google's mapping division, has heard them all. People can't resist sharing them, even though the misadventure is never as wacky as the storyteller thinks it is. When I tell him my tale of directional woe, he sighs. "We should have gotten your query right," he replies in a weary, apologetic tone. About 6 weeks before I coaxed this measure of regret out of Google Maps, internet outrage about some glaring errors in Apple's new Maps app had prompted CEO Tim Cook to apologize to the world. After saying he was extremely sorry, he vowed Apple would keep working nonstop until Maps lives up to the high standards customers expect of the company. Challenges in charting. Mapping is a thankless endeavor. It's time and labor intensive to traverse, capture, analyze, and present every nook and cranny of the globe. It's also expensive. New roads, buildings, and entire cities are constantly popping up, challenging the best efforts of every mapping firm. And customers are demanding. While you'll overlook mediocrity in other digital experiences, blurry Skype video chats, numerous incoherent conversations with Siri, when it comes to getting to the right place at the right time, failure isn't an option. Given all the headaches, why has mapping moved to the center of some of the most contentious fights in tech, including Apple's escalating feud with Google? Mobile software competitors, Amazon, Apple, Google, Microsoft, Nokia, and a host of others, all share the same hunch that maps sit at the core of our digital future. More than maps. Digital representations of the real world don't just drive our use of smartphones and tablets. They're also key to some promising technologies, like driverless cars and every location-enabled startup. "We think there have been three big shifts in what people were asking online," says Hans-Peter Brondmo, Nokia's head of new product innovation. The first was what? Google won that battle. The second question was who, and Facebook won that. The next big question is where, and that's what we're fighting to become, the Where Company. To the ends of the earth! The fight means that the world is now better mapped than at any time in the history of civilization. Nokia's cartographic wizards assert that its maps cover more countries, receive inputs from more sources, 80,000 data feeds, and are updated more quickly, up to 2.4 million times a day, than those of any other service. In 2008, Google launched Ground Truth, a massive project that uses a fleet of airplanes, automobiles, and data collected from public and private agencies to create a proprietary location database of 40 countries around the world. There are product innovations such as photorealistic 3D maps, 360-degree panoramic views, street views, and transit and turn-by-turn directions. One map's failure is another map's fortune. Maps also factor into Google's highest-profile current and future projects. In the wake of Apple's debacle, Google Maps has become a key selling point for choosing an Android phone over an iPhone. Nokia, too, has seized on Apple's failed launch by releasing an iOS app branded Here Maps to woo iPhone users disaffected by Apple Maps. "We would love for iOS users to be more aware of Nokia," says Brondmo. "Maybe they'll look at our great Maps app and next time around, decide to take a harder look at our Lumia phone. Charting a course for competition. Mapping, like web search, is a positive feedback business. The better you are, the better you get, with more users creating more data. And that means almost every other mapping initiative doesn't stand a chance. Microsoft, which licenses much of its road data from Nokia, has mainly sought to improve its Maps user interface, especially its imagery. Bing recently completed a 2-year effort to capture aerial images of the United States and Western Europe at a super high resolution. That's nice, but given Bing and Windows Phone's small market share when compared with Google Search and Android's, it's likely in vain. Then there's Apple, whose motivations for getting into mapping are unclear. The company, which declined to discuss its mapping plans publicly, ostensibly decided to build its own maps to control the iPhone user experience. But the move has created the opposite of its intended effect. While Apple certainly has the resources to build the world's best maps, it has yet to marshal them like its rivals. If you look at what Google and Nokia have had to invest, Apple is not even scratching the surface, says Nokia's Brandmo. But time, more than money, may be Apple's enemy. It would take them years, maybe even decades, to catch up. Map madness. All these companies will keep pouring money into cartography because of its inherent, unknowable promise. Mapping requires and creates huge troves of user data. The bet is that the data will lead to insights into user behavior that can then be turned into new products, or, failing that, to methods for predicting customer actions in order to serve up better ads. In other words, the money in maps lies in uncharted territory. Vocabulary focus. Fiasco. Coax. Traverse. Every nook and cranny. Cartographic. Panoramic. In the wake of. Debacle. Aerial. In vain. Trove.